Cardiff Carnival 25th anniversary project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. The venue is the Swicker office. Today's date is Friday, the 16th of January, 2015. Our interviewee is Adrian Wiggins. Adrian, for the record, would you please spell your name in full?
A-D-R-I-A-N-W-I-G-G-I-N-S.
Thank you very much indeed. Adrian, what's your earliest Cardiff Carnival memory?
It's a tricky one, that, really. I think my earliest one would be when I first started drumming with Sam Magalhaes. And there was a guy that came in called Sam Alexander, who's a very good friend of mine still to this day. And I learnt the art of maraca too. And one of my earliest memories was learning maraca too in this room, and somebody coming in, going, knocking on the door, coming in and saying, this is maraca too. Could you tell me where maraca one is?
That's good.
This day is still a good joke, you know. And then I think I had my first blister from drumming maraca too, and parading onto the haze, which is now St David's too, unfortunately. just been engrossed by the whole carnival thing and drumming. My first memory of drumming was actually at Channel View. Walking along with my kids and hearing this drumming, and it dragging me into the room, and I didn't realise at the time, but looking back, that was a door into a new world for me, and seeing this drumming and thinking, I want to do this, and I think you were there actually.
Very
old memory going, come on in, and then that was that.
It's true to say that, I mean, in terms of the community percussion and the samba, I'm right in thinking that both your daughters followed in your footsteps, and
all of them.
Everyone.
All my three girls, yeah, they've all gone. They can, I could put a group together with them quite easily. And I've used them as ringers in the past for different things.
So, I've heard of the Von Trapp singers, but the Von Trapp drummers is a new one on me.
Yeah, that would be a good one, though, wouldn't it? So lots of memories of Carnival. And you know, when you contacted me to come in and do this, I've been thinking about various things, and in our conversation beforehand, just remembering when it started and when it finished, you know. And I think when I first started playing was under the tutelage of Sam and Chris and Simon, with Sam Magalhaes. And then I think my first year as a leader would have been around about probably about 92 or 93. And I fell into teaching, really. Actually, funny enough, memory just sort of came to my head, was at Cattaise Community Centre. I just got so engrossed into the drumming, and just found that I could pick it up and run with it. And I think there was one particular day, Chris or Sam wasn't there, and somebody came into the room and said, oh, how does that rhythm go? And I went, oh, it goes like this. So I don't really know how to teach, you know. And somebody said, well, you're teaching now. And that was the first time I'd ever taught anybody, you know, because I just did it. It was just me. So it was the first time I passed on my knowledge to somebody else, and without realizing, you know. And from then on, I just became a teacher of drumming, you know.
Obviously, costumes are a huge part of Carnival as well, and you used to get involved in the making of costumes. Yeah. Do any come to mind when you think of, on the one hand, costumes that you and your percussion band have worn on parade, or others that stick in your mind from past Cardiff Carnivals?
There's a few, actually. I think the the most famous one, the ones that look great with their skeleton outfits, or the skellies as we call them, took us weeks to make them, and Sally and myself were just there constantly printing them out. And I think we printed front and back about 20 skeleton outfits, which we then kept hold of and used them for our own performances. And I think that was our first proper carnival performance as Repercussion Street Band. And we also had headpieces as well, which were really uncomfortable to wear. So those were great, because they were Lycra leggings in day glow or fluorescent skelly outfit printing. And I think then there was one year where we had to do these barcodes, which were the most fiddliest bloody thing. We had to sew bits of plastic onto same sort of leggings and t-shirts with these really intricate. It took ages to put these things together, really fiddly. We got them all together and we got out into the street, and it was pissing down with rain, excuse the language, and within about 5 minutes it all fell apart.
A classic carnival tradition. Disintegrating costumes.
Disintegrating costumes. Oh. And we were just, I think you were actually trying to hold off the carnival for as long, trying to find a window of opportunity to get onto the street. And it was like, right, let's just go for it. And we got out onto the street, and that was my one of my earliest memories of drumming in the rain, and helped by an ample amount of rum. And just embracing the weather, you know, and
just, do you find when it's raining? I can remember the first time it ever rained on a Cardiff carnival. I think it was 1991, and we were passing the Hayes, and Sam was leaving the band at the time, and he looked at me, and fair play to him, he just started shouting and screaming. And I can remember him pogoing, jumping up and down like a mad thing.
Right.
And of course, the band responded to this, because the band pushed it up. It's sort of like, nothing's going to stop us.
Yeah.
All the masqueraders, the revelers, and the audience stayed with it. And I remember thinking, like, God bless you, Sam.
Yeah.
And you've shown us
what
our response to rain is, which is to go, to take it to the sixth gear, to really go completely.
Yeah.
You know, this is the.
Definitely. I've done many a parade in the rain, and performed abroad in France with my band, and it's rained, and I've, instead of getting down by it, you just you up it and go above and beyond, and just embrace it and shout and give off the energy. Your band responds to it. The crowd responds to it. The band responds to that, and you just
spiral upwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that entirely.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I prefer not to play in the rain, but.
This is Wales.
This is Wales, yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, percussion's played a large part in your life. What do you do now? How have you sort of gone from that very first. I love seeing the idea of your hearing Samba, perhaps live for the Samba percussion live for the first time, and coming into Channel View, and that just
it was like
turned onto that.
I think it was like an entity dragging me into that room and changing my life.
The force was strong.
It was, and changed my life forever. I would not be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't. I don't think it was a chance encounter. I think I would have got into what I'm doing now.
Yeah,
but I do think of that. I think about that quite a lot. How at what point I would have got into it. Because I actually remember seeing Sam Bagalaire's playing in the Hayes, probably a few months before that, and I hadn't long moved to Cardiff, and just ambling around, not really having a direction.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was doing. Nothing really. I'd moved from Brecon to Cardiff and didn't really know many people, and remember seeing a bunch of hippies, degenerates, or whatever they looked like, hitting bits of whatever they were. I had a clue what they were doing, But just being enthralled, intrigued by it, and how it all came together, and then that was that, and I thought, oh, okay, whatever, as you do. And then this one particular day, been in Channel View, and hearing this drumming and like the entity bringing me in and opening this door to this world which I am now. And that was probably, well, that's got to be about 24 years ago then, or more. That's crazy. I think that long. And now I teach Samba as a team building session, you know, all over Europe and the world. And I'm a professional musician. I like to think that I'm quite good at what I do. And I'm forever grateful for that opportunity, really. Yeah.
Well, I think on that note, Adrian Wiggins, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For the interview, and well, it's just been great fun.
Yeah. Much as gracious. Thank you. Thanks, Steve.